Let's get our first Watton test running. We're going to be browsing to the Microsoft.com homepage and then simply verifying that the page title is Microsoft Corporation. Let's take a look at Internet Explorer in Tools, Internet Options, Security, Trusted Sites. You'll notice that Microsoft.com is in my Trusted Sites list so that when Watton launches Internet Explorer, it will not be running in protected mode, which allows, with protected mode turned off, Watton can then interact with the browser properly. The other thing that we'll do over here is if we come down and look at our config file, our apartment set for NUnit is set to single-threaded apartment, so we should be good to go. I've set a breakpoint here so I can actually show you the browser being manipulated. This is just through the ReSharper unit test runner. I'm going to run and debug. So off it goes. I don't have a browser up yet. Watton is going to create an instance of Internet Explorer. It's popped in behind where you can't see it, but I'll bring it up to the front and resize it slightly. There we go. There's Internet Explorer. I'm now going to say go to Microsoft.com. So the browser is being told to go to a website. Oh, we hit the next breakpoint, but next stopping point in our application, in our tests. You'll notice here that we've been redirected when we told to go to Microsoft.com, redirected to the default.aspx page, and we're on the Microsoft home page. You'll notice that Microsoft Corporation is in the title bar. And when we assert, when we say browser.title, it is in fact Microsoft Corporation and everything runs successfully. So if we look at our unit test results, we have successfully browsed to the Microsoft homepage and verified that the page title is Microsoft Corporation.